to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome to An Hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and we're going to be traveling into areas of thought that maybe you have had a little bit of a comfort zone with, but I think you'll be even more comfortable with the thoughts that energy can be shaped, altered, and utilized in a very special way. We are going to be talking with Rashmi Kilnani, and her book is called The Divine Mother Speaks, The Healing of the Human Heart. It's a wonderful book for this kind of time of the year, absolutely. And Rashmi, I want to welcome you to the show.
Thank you so much, Donna. It's such a great pleasure to be on your show.
Well, it's a delight sharing time with you. I had to chuckle because when I was asking you where your home base was, I know that you were born in Chandigarh, India.
That's
and
right.
And as a young girl, you were raised in Cairo. And I said, gee, which of those places do you live in? You said, I don't. I live in London. And I went, whoa, am I a little bit off base there? And you said, I'm one of those global chicks. And I like that. So I wanted to share that with my audience. Now, I want to give my audience a little bit of a background on you. When you became an adult, your husband was a businessman, and you traveled with him to many different locales. And you had a real deep interest in the metaphysical area, the power of the mind, etc. And you studied with a number of highly recognized avatars. They could be called gurus or teachers. And you decided that your passion was going to be in energy medicine, and you have been traveling around the world, being in places, Egypt, which is a place you were familiar with, Tibet, China. You have been teaching Reiki to people around the world. Tell us, what was it that stirred you so much that you felt that this was going to be your passion? How many years did you dedicate to the study of this?
Well, the last 20 years or so, I've been, you know, studying nonstop. And basically, I had homes all over the world and the world at my feet. And I was married to quite a wealthy gentleman. And at a young age, I realized that that wasn't the be-all and end-all of life, you know, material success and so-called worldly success. And I think my past lives triggered when I learned how to meditate in Dubai. And I decided to leave my kingdom as Buddha had left his. And wherever I went, people wanted me to be a teacher of that denomination, you know, the Baha'i or, you know, various different gurus. And I decided I wanted to be non-denominational in the way I taught spirituality beyond religion. And so what came up from an enlightened being in India was Reiki, and I didn't know what it was. And then I came to New York and was initiated into Reiki Level 1, and I read the Celestine Prophecy, and a lot of that happened in my life.
So here you are. You have learned about all of these various modalities. This book, you were really driven to write it. It wasn't something that was, oh, well, I'll get to it when I'm 85. No, this was something that when the thought modality started to form in the head, it was as if you were directed to do this, and it had to be done within a specific time. Am I correct?
That's correct. I had been teaching all over the world, and students had been coming from all over the world to my temple in the studio in Kensington, and I had breast cancer about 5 years ago, so I changed my form of work. And I started working more morphogenically and, you know, energetically for the whole planet. And but for a long time, I had been told by the Divine Mother energies, because I channel the different ascended masters during Reiki initiations and other energy modality initiations and so on. And so this was becoming quite strong, this voice inside me saying that a book needed to be channeled through me about the healing of the heart.
Mm-hmm. In today's world, it's rare, unless you know the special channels on television that you can turn to where you don't have to hear it, which I know a few, and I'm happy to flip over to them because we are bombarded.
Yes.
Every day, 24 hours a day, with so much fear that when you sit and you are watching that, it's a phenomenal form of hypnosis in my estimation. And if you can be consciously present with it, then you can watch it, you can look at it, you can evaluate and go, isn't that interesting? But for so many people, they're in front of that visual, which is quite powerful,
yes.
And or you will hear something on the radio, and by the time you're finished, you want to run and live in a cave somewhere because you feel like the world's going to hell in a handbasket, excuse the language, but gee whiz, it's Armageddon. It's going to be just around the corner, and that is not the way to think because that is not going to empower oneself. And more than that, you're buying into somebody else's trash.
Correct.
So you put this book, one of the things I was so impressed with was the fact that it's written in a layperson's language, and the messages that are given in the book empowers the individual who will read it to mentally chew on some different forms of thinking. And they can then digest it in little bits and pieces, which I
Correct.
Think is important. It's very hard when you have all of this conflict going on. Tell us how you deal with this, because I know you come in contact with it, being a teacher, and you have so many people so frightened. How do you address that with individuals?
The issue of fear?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, as A Course in Miracles says, everything is either love or fear. And fear is ultimately a little bit of a grand illusion. It's and we're so addicted to excitement in our lives that sometimes we create fear because, you know, we're getting a bit bored as well. And so we want more fear.
I like that particular
And stress, as I say, as has been channeled in the book, stress is nothing but fear. And unfortunately, it became a little bit fashionable a little while ago to be under stress. And, you know, if you're not stressful, you're not successful. The truth is that, you know, if we can just switch off our televisions and switch away from our newspapers for a while and just find that inner peace within ourselves in silence and nature, in meditation and through breathing and connecting with our own inner temples, our bodies, our minds, our own energy, then we begin to realize that this fear is much more illusionary than it seems to be at first glance, you know.
I agree, and I think that when we can at one point say, okay, this terrifies me, all right, good, it terrifies you. Now put that over on your left shelf. Now, let's say, what can we do? What do I shift into? So instead of becoming a victim, I become empowered. What do I do to become empowered? And I had to chuckle because in the first part of your book, before you get into your introduction, you say, ladies and gentlemen, you're now on board flight 1008, the Hathor Love Express. Please fasten your seatbelt, push back your love seat, and take a deep breath of bliss and ecstasy as you journey within to the magical space of your heart, wishing you a pleasant wings of Isis flight of being and becoming love. Rush me. I thought that was so cool because having done a number of flights in my lifetime, as I know you have, I thought that was a great analogy. I really liked this. I really, really did. Now, you used four words, parachute of the heart. And this is in your very first chapter. You say, dealing with your feelings, which I just mentioned, is best done in a safe, preferably protected sacred space and with people and in places where you can feel free to open up. And then you have, as you know, your attention plus intention equals manifestation. And for those of you listening, I'll repeat it. Attention plus intention equals manifestation. give us an experience that you have had that's a good demonstration of that.
Of attention plus intention equals manifestation.
Yes.
Well, I'm finding now in my life, as soon as I start thinking something or desiring something or creating something inside my imagination, it almost sometimes happens instantaneously that I start manifesting those things. So our manifestations are going to become more and more synergistic, synchronistic, and spontaneous as we move from this time of 3D reality of linear time and space into the fifth dimensional frequencies, which are beyond time and space. And that's where we're all being cleared of a lot of our blocks and fear, because otherwise we'll just keep manifesting fear, because energy is becomes what it thinks about. And so that focus is what gives us what, but we have to know that and feel it and release the doubt or feel the fear and do it anyways, you know, become it anyways. And it's just very, very simple, but because for so long we've conditioned ourselves, or our the authority figures in our lives have conditioned us into believing that, you know, it's a very solid world and what you see is what you get. And that, you know, we're victims, and then we get into blame and shame and all that. That doesn't really lead to a conscious co-creation of harmonic states of being. So the being quiet, going within, and then create, you know, as it says in the goddess, the Divine Mother says in the book, unless the womb is empty, the baby can't be born. So there has to be a space first created, which in the book, the Netta Nephthys gives us that space, but you can invoke any archetypal energy or just create an inner place of silence and space. And then from that space, which is the unmanifest realm, all manifest reality springs forth, and therefore, you know, you go to the main socket, and then you're able to start manifesting very easily, effortlessly, and what people call miracles, you know, is just sort of like your normal day life.
You bring out something that it took me a long time to learn, because I was encouraged not to do it, and that is to question everything. And it is so important, and I think that's why so many things are evolving, where stuff that was hidden, let's say politically, now is coming out in the forefront, and those that be are saying, oh, this is terrible, this is awful, and those of us that are looking at it say, no, I don't think so, because garbage in, garbage out, now we know about some of the garbage, let's see what we can do about not having it repeat the patterning. And I think that this is not just isolationist, it is all over the globe. There is a massive, massive shift that is evolving because of the technologies that have enabled people to communicate with each other, where not so long ago, even just 100 years ago, it took days before you got correspondence. Phone lines didn't necessarily work very well. I mean, it's incredible the speed of technological shift that has actually enabled good, bad, or indifferent to communicate and for us to be aware of it. So questioning is so important. It demands that one think, not just be indoctrinated.
Absolutely right, Donna, you know, because we've been so conditioned into just blindly following, you know, that which we're told, you know, that I'm a body, I'm a name, I'm a nationality, this is allowed, that's not allowed, we are limited, you know, our religions have made us guilty some of the time, and all these things. And, you know, as intelligent beings now that are moving into this incredible golden age of light, light means information, as it says in the Divine Mother Speaks on the healing of the human heart several times around. And information is what, you know, it frees us into the higher Christ consciousness, which is unity consciousness, that we are one energy and we've become individuals to experience this realm. And now it's time for us to bring heaven on earth, and you're absolutely correct, Donna. It is going to be the technologies of the planet in a way. You know, Facebook is just so incredible. You know, I'm putting up posts about, you know, Krishnamurti and Jesus and Native American Hopi prophecies and all sorts of things within seconds. And people are, you know, sharing so much wonderful love, joy, inspiration, and information. That the time of secrets and lies is definitely coming to an end. And I watched a fabulous film the other day about ETs and called Disclosure. And so, you know, there is higher consciousness, and we are going to be united with this higher consciousness. And it's going to be a very interesting time that we're moving into. And we're already in it, really, in
yes,
this photonic
we are.
Energy.
Yes.
And this photonic energy is pure light. That's what photonic energy is.
You have a section in your book relating to sound, and quoting from your book, you say, making sounds of the things you wish to heal or shift, such as a physical pain or a disturbing emotion, is also effective and simple in healing the symptoms. What would you suggest to my listeners, they are listening to the show right now, what would you recommend for them to use and to try? Give us a demonstration on that.
Well, for example, if you have a headache, you know, you go into the headache and you see what color it is, what shape it is, and then you, without, you know, using any sort of censorship of your mind or logic, you try and release your mind into the blue light of your heart, and you make the sound of that. If, say, it's a black cube, of a pain in the headache, and then you can make that sound, and that sound might come out as E or ah ooh, or it could be whatever. And then as you make those sounds for a few moments without judging yourself about it or feeling ridiculous, it begins to dissipate, and then you might want to fill that space with something more, you know, a new floppy disk. So you might decide to chant Om, for example, which brings you into oneness and peace. So you'll just go Om and bring that sound in, or, you know, Hallelujah or Kadosh Kadosh Adonai or Ah or Ma, which means the mother, you know. And so you can reprogram through sound, because, you know, first there was the sound and then came the light. So sound is extremely important, and it's one of the last secrets that is being revealed now. That's how the pyramids were built in Egypt, you know. They use sound and many other technologies to create those amazing wonders. And so sound is very, very powerful in healing, and we know this because we know that the indigenous shamans, etc., always use drumming and sound, and the Native American Indians as well. So, you know, it's a very, very powerful tool for healing.
I agree. In your book, you say, run from any teacher who takes away your power. A good teacher will empower you and teach you to empower yourself and others, just as a candle's light is ignited by another candle. I am so grateful, not that all people are at this point, but I'm so grateful we're past the guru adoration point. I have, you know, I have seen this where people will say, oh, this person is so holy or whatever is holy or whatever.
Yes.
And they totally immerse. I have a friend that got totally engrossed with a guru. Well, fortunately, he passed away. Bless his spirit. And, you know, nothing against him.
Yes.
But she had her eyes open because she really wanted someone to take over her life. She wasn't wanting to be responsible for her life. So she joined this group. She traveled around the world. She did wonderful things. She was a fabulous teacher. She loved what she was doing. This gentleman passed away, but the people that came after him were so unlike him, taking over what he did, and all of a sudden, the illusion went away from her vision, if you will, of the so-called perfect life, and she said, you know what, this isn't working for me. And so she made a shift, and now her life is richer and better than ever before. But she had to go through that. And I have always, as a teacher, told people, don't just take what I say at verbatim.
Correct.
You need to understand that who you are is very, very unique. I am here to facilitate
Yes.
You're becoming aware of that. But for heaven's sake, you're going to be 1,000 times better than me. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way
That's
I want
wonderful.
It to be.
That's wonderful.
The way, that is, to me, that is a good teacher. So when I read that in your book, I said, yes, this is a woman that has the same kind of feelings I do
yes.
about teaching, because any good teacher, I don't care whether it's math, science, metaphysics, you know, how to cook potatoes, 5,000 ways, there is always, always someone that has a natural capacity or ability, and you want to enhance that, and you want to encourage them to go on, because they have got a whole life spectrum of experience that's going to be before them that is theirs to enjoy and to savor, good, bad, or indifferent what those experiences might be, but it's their journey.
Yes.
And I think that that is so important. And you talk about parental relationships. You go into personal relationships. And then you have exercises in your book regarding manifestation. And you have one here on activating manifestation. There are so many different points in your book, The Divine Mother Speak, that I think are so succinct that it enables someone to read it, to work with it if they so choose, and to allow the simplicity of what you're presenting to be absorbed in the way that's going to be most comfortable for the individual. And I think that is really quite a wonderful gift that you give through your book, regardless of a person's belief system or background. This goes for everyone. This is not exclusive of any particular kind of thinker. And I think that that's very unique in the writings like you've done.
Thank you, Donna. Well, you know, this is a decoding not just of Egyptian mystery school, but of the wisdom teachings of, humanity. And as we all know, there's, you know, if you pick up the Bhagavad Gita or, various powerful books, sometimes it's complicated and it's difficult for people just in their normal day-to-day running around lives to begin to understand these things. And in the past, we only gave some of this information to Reiki students. They had to study Reiki 1, where they learned to do healing on themselves and others, and then Reiki 2, where they learned long-distance healing, and then Reiki 3A, where they learned psychic surgery, and then the fourth level, where they learned to initiate others into universal life force energy, which is Reiki. But now this information is being given freely to more and more people because it's time to wake up. And mm-hmm. it needs to be simple. You know, Babaji, who, together with the Divine Mother, impulsed me to channel this book of the Divine Mother through the goddess Hathor and the healing of the human heart, very much teaches truth, simplicity, and love. So when we make things complicated, that's of the mind, and ultimately our minds aren't going to take us to that place of peace and heaven on earth. It is the energy of the mind integrated to a higher level of mind, which we call buddhi in Sanskrit, to the heart energies. Because
mm-hmm.
our heart energies connect to our soul energies. And as you said, you know, becoming one's own guru now is just so important. And guru means darkness, ru means light. And so the guru takes us from darkness to light. And ultimately, the guru brings us to our own inner guru nature, which is that we are all actually one. And
mm-hmm.
we all have that kingdom of heaven within us. We all have all the wisdom within us, you know. And we just keep trying to find it on the outside, which is okay. It's part of the learning curve. But
yes,
ultimately, it has to bring us to the within, you know, to the heart energy.
One comment that I hear over and over again, I have made it. It is as if everything is moving at such an intense speed. I feel like I blink and, oh my goodness, New Year. I
yeah.
blink again. It's like, you mean I got to drag out those Christmas decorations again? I just put them away.
We just did that.
I know. It's that kind of feel. And I know many of my listeners are going, oh, that's so true. It's
yeah.
And this I'm hearing from young, medium age, older people. It doesn't make any difference. Now, you have a secret. You say, because time is, in a sense, speeding up, the only way not to be giddy and feel like you're falling off the roller coaster of accelerated change is through setting time aside to slow down. And I can just imagine someone saying, "What? What do you mean?" Okay, Rashi, you've got to explain this.
Well, what's happening right now is we're moving out of linear time and space. As you say, you know, things are really speeding up. So basically our lives are moving to great intensity so that each moment of our life is becoming an initiation. We no longer need to sit in a Reiki initiation or get initiated by some guru or avatar. We, you know, it's happening for every single human on the planet in every single country at a rapid speed, because Earth itself is speeding up and coming to a new harmonic and a new frequency of consciousness and energy. So as that's happening, to go into the polarity, as we're in a polarity zone, which means if there's heat, then there will be, you know, cold and so on.
Mm-hmm.
If there's love, the fear comes up. If we go into the light, you know, the dark is also going to come up for examination. Similarly, so as we're speeding up, the slowing down is the anecdote. It brings the divine balance into play. And ultimately, we can begin to see, and a lot of us are actually beginning to have a very strong experiential as the veils are thinning, that, you know, this is just an idea construct, this time stuff. And scientists know that we can bend time and time travel and so on. So, you know, it's just to begin to come out of this mesmerization with the holographic reality that we're in, which is totally valid and beautiful, but there's so much more.
Oh, there really is. I love the comment that you make in here. A simple person, now this doesn't mean you're simple-minded when you're listening to this. A simple person is very happy just being, trusting, and relaxing. He or she knows that the divine cosmic energy is moving worlds and planets, and that she can let go, he or she can let go and relax into graceful, effortless manifestation of he or she's heart desires. I can just imagine some of my listeners saying, okay, that'd be nice in a Disney movie, but it could possibly work for me. That's not true.
Well, you know, if we think we can, we can. If we believe we can, we can. And ultimately, it's not even about belief or thinking. It's an inner, innate sense of knowingness. And that knowingness comes through being silent, through being peaceful, through spending a little bit of time alone sometimes, being with nature and grounding oneself to the earth, connecting to one's body, taking deep, slow breaths, you know, breathing into the areas within us that are feeling stressed or, you know, like, I can't take one more minute of this life. It's just getting too intense, you know. And giving up the self-importance of the mind, because the mind is there to think, doubt, and fear. And it has, you know, an incredible role to play in creativity and as well. It's got a positive side to it. But it's time sometimes to just, you know, switch it off and come to that level of peace within.
I agree. Now, I know we're just about out of time. What is your website? You are also on Facebook, but what is your website where people can find out more about your work and what you do?
Well, I'd just like to say that the Divine Mother Speaks, The Healing of the Human Heart, is available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. And on the 13th of January, I'm having a book signing in Barnes & Noble in Charlottesville. Next year, my book is being published, and it's a channel book, so I'm really channeling the Divine Mother energies through the Goddess Hathor. It's going to be published by Hay House India and Hay House England as well.
Oh,
and
how fabulous.
It's also being translated in audio out of Argentina at some point for the Spanish-speaking world. So hopefully the book will go across the globe and, you know, but meanwhile for America, the book launch is happening now, and this book is available Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, my website is www.reiki-energy-mastery.com, and the Divine Mother Speaks is on Twitter, and you can find the Divine Mother Speaks, The Healing of the Human Heart, on Facebook. There's a fan page. And I'm also on Facebook, so I post all the different radio shows and TV shows and all the other talks that are happening around the book.
All right. Now, give us your website one more time. It's reiki-energy-mastery.com,
like master and then Y, mastery.com.
That's what we needed. All right. Well, I'll tell you, Rashmi Kilhoney, I think you have done a lovely job with this book.
Thank you so much, Donna.
Who are listening would like to give a gift to yourself, why not? This is something that you could read again in. It's not a thick book. It is very, very succinct in its information. The Divine Mother speaks the healing of the human heart. Why not give the gift to yourself first and then, you know, be number one in your world and then share it with others as you two choose to share it. This is Donna Sebo. Again, my guest has been Rashmi Kilhoney. We're going to be taking a break and we'll be back in just a moment. Rashmi, again, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Donna.
Today. And we will be coming back, ladies and gentlemen, in just a moment. Don't go away.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Rio. I'm the author of the cutting-edge book, Hooked on Raw. I want to give you and your loved ones the gift of optimum health. So when you order my book, Hooked on Raw, which has over 350 delicious, healthy recipes, I'll include my new DVD, What's Not Cooking in Rio's Kitchen, for a half price. Just go to my website, rawfoodinfo.com, and click on Holiday Special. That's rawfoodinfo.com. Click on Holiday Special.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Well, are you beginning to feel like you're running around like a chicken with her head cut off because of the holidays? Hey, take it easy. You know, one of the things that I find is absolutely invigorating, and this may sound wacky, but I am sort of an odd duck, and I do live in the Pacific Northwest, so we naturally inherit webbed feet. Now, we had a storm hit this morning, and that storm was pummeling us with rain. I'm telling you, it was like sheets of water coming down. Well, I asked my husband to find our super large umbrella, you know, one of those golfing umbrellas, and I put my little Scotty Victor, put him up in his raincoat. Yes, he was there in his bright yellow special. And out we go in this pouring rain. And my husband said, you know, I think I'm going to skip it this morning. I said, okay. Well, the two of us, Victor and myself, we go out walking. It is raining like you would not believe, but I'm very comfortable under my golf umbrella. And by golly, we went one-third of our normal walk. We walk over a mile every day. So we went one-third of the walk. The rain stopped. I was able to close up the umbrella. And then the most beautiful blue sky, birds came out. I mean, it was an incredible experience. Then I had the chance to talk with some people, shared some stories, visited, met a cute little poodle, teacup poodle named Momo, who's just absolutely a doll, had all of this interaction when if I had just given in to, oh my God, it's raining, I just don't dare to go out, I would have missed all of it. Now, I say it to you because sometimes we need to make it okay to not do what's considered safe. Now, that sounds a little strange. And during the holiday season, when there's always so much to do, we've got our kids to take care of, we have decorations to put up, we don't have to, but we choose to. We've got meals to prepare, we've got bills to pay, and we're just wondering, oh, is it worth it? Yes, it is. Because if you'll just take some time to walk around your neighborhood or go to your local mall, if you don't have a lot of money in your pocket, don't worry about it. Take the time to enjoy the beauty of this holiday season, and I mean that sincerely. It is so much fun for me when I go out walking around our neighborhood and I look at all of the imagination that people just every year get so excited about putting into one form or another. And if you walk in the darker hours, which here we've got quite a few of in the Pacific Northwest because we're in the northern section of the country, the lights are just magical. One person has an airplane that's blown up, the propellers twirling in the wind, Santa's in that plane, and then there's somebody else that has just created this kaleidoscope of lights. It's absolutely awesome. It is wonderful. And you know what's even more amazing? When you go out and about like that, don't be worried about rushing. Stop and look at the beautiful things that people have created. Savor the smells, the aroma of the season. There's nothing like that wonderful perfume of hot chocolate and marshmallows. Yeah, it's great. And ciders, feel what's going on here. Enjoy the colors. You can't own it all. Why? Who wants to? But you can have fun with it. Enjoy the creativity. And wish people that you come in contact with Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. It's wonderful. You'll be surprised at the smiles that you'll get. It just is invigorating. It's wonderful. And walking around just your own neighborhood and sharing a good hello with people can make your day. You'll make friends. You'll have something to experience. It's too easy to get caught into the hustle and bustle because somehow or another we buy into the stuff that's what we're supposed to do. And if it's cold outside, bundle up. Go outside. Don't be afraid to be in the moment of where you are. A little rain, like I said, I've been in the Northwest for so long, I've got webbed feet. But the truth is, I would have missed out on so many things if I had stayed in what I'd call the safe zone and not been willing just to step out. Rain, snow, it's not going to do you in. You dress appropriately. You go on out. Experience where you are. And know that you may have something absolutely phenomenal come your way. Could be a new friend. It could be an idea. It could be something that just allows you to take a deep breath and to savor the richness of the moment of where you are right then, right there. And also pay attention to nature. We had a doe that came out the other night when I was out and about doing errands. And to me, that's a gift. Whenever we have any of our creatures, not where we live, we have raccoons, we have cougars. They don't come around this time of the year. It's too cold. But we have all kinds of different critters, woodpeckers, birds. We have so many wonderful creatures. And the only way you're really going to be able to meet up with them is when you're out and about. And it is just, it's a wonderful, wonderful experience. I love this time of the year. There is a poem by Yvette Conrad, and it's this gorgeous, gorgeous photograph that is filled with purplish hues and mauve. And I know up in Alaska, I have seen this up in the far north, and especially with the sunsets. The colors in the sky are just magnificent. And your snow will actually look pink or purplish in tones. And this is the poem that Yvette wrote. She said, "A lavender sky cloaked in splendor, downy clouds of light and wonder, shimmering with beauty. The chill winds blow and all the earth's a cathedral." What wonderful words to use. I just think that's awesome. Donna Sebo here. Ooh, I've also got a recipe for you, if I have time, that I'll share. It's Ina Garten's, yes, that's the Barefoot Contessa, the lady that cooks on television. Oh, I love her show. Anyway, she's got a recipe here for maple roasted butternut squash. Have you ever had one of those? I can remember years ago, the first time I ever saw squash, winter squash, I picked it up, it's hard as a rock, and I can remember thinking, what do I do with this? I didn't have a clue. I was a California girl. We didn't bother with this stuff when I was growing up. Well, I have since learned how wonderfully nutritious these winter squash are. And this is a recipe that is delicious, easy to do, and it is healthy. You can make a meal just off of this if you wanted. But you can do all kinds of things with this, and I will share that with you. Also, I will share with you today another part of a winter horoscope. Donna Sebo here. By the way, if you'd like to give me a call, I didn't give you out the number, I'm sorry, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. If you'd like to call in and chat with me, I'd be delighted to give you a psychic reading on the air. All I need from you is your first name or your initial. Then just relax and let me tell you what I perceive. And then, of course, you always are welcome to ask me a question about anything or anyone that you're interested in. The telephone number is 888-815-9756. Oops, and I need to mention, for those of you who are listening in Western Washington, I'm doing a special appearance. This is at the Dickens Festival in Tacoma, Washington, the downtown area near Stadium Way. I'm going to be appearing at King's Bookstore. I'll be doing many consultations. This is a family event on December the 11th in its sixth year, and it is wonderful. It's a great way to get in the mood for the holidays. They're going to have plays. They're going to have entertainers. We're just a whole bunch of us are going to be down there bringing out the wonderful flavors of the holiday season that you and your family can thoroughly enjoy. And all you need to do is go to their website, dickensfestival.com, Tacoma, Washington, of course, and you'll get all of the details and the fine, fine points of information you may need. I will be at King's Bookstore from 11 until 4, and I'll be doing many consultations, and part of the proceeds will be going to the charity that the organization is sponsoring this year. So I just wanted to put that in. That is just, wow, a couple of days away, and it's happening. How does this month go by so quickly? Remember we were talking about that earlier with Rashmi? Yes, It's just the way it is. Things do seem to be speeding up. I wanted to share a story with you today about Bill McDonald. Now, Bill McDonald, and this was a year ago, Christmas time, read in his local paper that a man, his name was Joe Day, was sick, very, very sick. He had a form of lung cancer. Now, Joe Day was known for his absolutely awesome, awesome Christmas displays, all handmade, and he lived in Indiana, and there was a phenomenal number of people that every year would go out to Mr. Day's home area because it was an artistic masterpiece that had grown through the years. 95,000 people would make their annual pilgrimage, and that's been growing, to see what he had done. Well, Mr. Day, because of his illness, wasn't going to be able to do anything. And so Mr. McDonald decided he was going to call Mr. Day because he had so appreciated through the years what this man had done. And he said he decided that he was going to help this gentleman. Well, there was a little bit of history because 34 years ago, Mr. Day decided, after coming home from working as an electrician, that he was going to do this after he had a conversation with his grandson, Nicholas. He had asked his grandson what he wanted to do, and his grandson said, "Let's build a reindeer." And he called his grandpa Papa. So they took a tree that had fallen down, and Mr. Day made a reindeer from the wood of that fallen tree. And it ended up being Rudolph and had a bright red nose. Well, we're going to be taking a break, and I'm going to tell you the rest of this story when we come back. This is Donna Sebo. Give me a call if you'd like to chat, 888-815-9756. Meanwhile, a short break here, and I'll come back telling you what happened after Rudolph the reindeer was made. We'll be right back.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedros. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Rio, host of the Hooked on Raw radio show on rawenergyradio.com. If you're interested in the raw and living food lifestyle, along with the real story of what's happening to our health freedoms, and you don't mind a little controversy, listen to my radio show and podcasts on rawenergyradio.com. Each week, we interview guests and cover topics you won't hear on mainstream radio. Get informed, healthy, and involved. rawenergyradio.com.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna, 888-815-9756, if you'd like to chat. All right, now before we went on the break, I was telling you about a gentleman, Mr. Joe Day, who had gotten lung cancer. For 34 years, this man has put up Christmas displays. I gave you a little bit of history on it. Well, the first year, Rudolph was there, and some other little Christmassy things. But every year, Mr. Day added to whatever he had created. He ended up building a track above his roof. He wound lights around as if they were electric vines on his windows and his doors. Through the years, he ended up adding thousands of lights, figurines of different types, mannequins, various models, and I've got a picture of it in front of me. It's just amazing. And his sister lived next door to him, and he ended up saying, "Can I share with you, you know, taking his stuff over there?" So she said, "Sure." Well, when he was diagnosed with cancer, and it was in March of 2009 he was diagnosed, and Christmas came around, it spread to his liver and his spleen. He'd gone through 19 rounds of chemotherapy and 43 radiation treatments. This man was exhausted. You can just imagine, just very weak. However, when he got a call from Mr. McDonald, Mr. McDonald said to him, "You don't know me, but I want to help you put your lights up." Now, Mr. McDonald and his family contacted various groups in their community, like the Knights of Columbus, the Masons, the Lions, firefighters, all kinds of friends, and they even started letting strangers that they didn't even know anything about this need to be able to keep up this tradition. It took more than 100 volunteers, 2 full days, to go in and around Mr. Day's home, his yard, using his hand-drawn diagrams so that they'd put everything where it was supposed to go. And on December 12th, there were volunteers that were lined up just thrilled and telling him it's all going to be fixed. When the day came where they were to flip the switch and light up the special, Mr. McDonald said, "This is what we're supposed to do, to pull together as a team and to make things happen." Well, it had more than just a special effect for the over 95,000 people that came out to see this every year. Joe Day's cancer is now in remission. He's looking forward to this Christmas, and he said the actions on the part of over 100 volunteers to continue this tradition when he was so ill last year was just absolutely thrilling. But I want you to know, Mr. McDonald said, "We'll be there again if you need us." And this is Christmas 2010, and it's up. Incredible, incredible story. And I really think that that is what the holidays really represent. We're not isolationists. And when there is something special like this that a person has given their heart to, and others find out about it, and they say, "We've enjoyed this because of your dedication. We want to make sure it goes on for our own kids and for their kids when they come into the picture." I think that's terrific. And I thought it was a wonderful, wonderful story to share with you. Okay, tomorrow, who do we have? Well, one of my favorite people, Mary Ellen. We are going to be talking about Christmas stories and angels. Mary Ellen puts out an angel newsletter frequently. She's just a doll. I've known her for years, and I love to have her on during the Christmas holidays because she just brings a magic all of her own. She's just a doll. So she's going to be on with us tomorrow, and then we are going to be talking with a woman, Allison Massari, that I have to tell you I have nothing but total appreciation and admiration for. Her publication is called Ignited. What this woman has experienced in her life, I would not wish on anyone. And yet, she is absolutely an awesome, awesome person spreading a phenomenal, phenomenal message of, well, you'll have to hear it on Friday. I know that we're getting close to closing out time, but just know that you can check and see about the guests that are coming up on my show by going into the bbsradio.com site and go to the Donna Sebo Show and look for the button that says Show Information. You'll find out everything that you need to know about the people coming up. Well, not everything, because you'll actually have to listen to the interview to find out more. But you'll find out enough to say, "Gee, I want to hear that." And know that those archives are available for you as well. So as I close out the show today, I want to say, remember always you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Savor the now. Having goals and plans is absolutely marvelous. Having yourself grounded, taking care of your responsibilities is wonderful. But don't forget that the magic that's inside of you that makes your life rich is what you give to yourself in the way of appreciation for wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Don't forget to count your blessings, because you have many of them. If you count your blessings, I don't care what you're going through in life, if you count your blessings, you're going to be able to appreciate more of what you are capable of doing. and you'll focus more on what is right in your life. Turn off the news, just like Rashmi said. Turn off the news. You need to be informed. I have no argument with that. But detach and realize that within yourself, right here, right now, in this moment, you have a power, an individuality, a oneness with everything that's around you. You're part of this expression called life. Be the best you can be. Turn on that light within yourself. Be gracious. And if you find somebody that's sort of like a Scrooging attitude, a little bit grumpy, just smile and say, have a wonderful holiday season. Give them the gift of yourself. This is Donna Sebo. I'll be back here tomorrow, same time, same place. Have a wonderful time wherever you are. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.